This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, 8:13 now, hot and humid until next Thursday when perhaps the final cold front of the spring, early summer moves in. Hurricane season will be here before you know it, and the time to get ready is now, not when, you know, you're listening to WWL for the latest from the hurricane hunters as they're flying out and everything. So we thought we'd talk to Paul LaGrange, host of the Home Improvement Show and owner of LaGrange Consulting, not just about hurricane season, but getting ready for the hot weather and the summer and all that stuff. How you doing, Paul?
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for taking the time with us, man. We appreciate your time. How's business been at LaGrange Consulting?
We have been blessed. It's been very busy. Thank you for asking.
I know
it's summertime, so this is our busiest time of year, right?
Yeah.
Everyone's hot. You're dealing with moisture problems. Hurricane season's coming, and we're doing preparation for that. So there's a lot happening.
Let's talk about, before we get to hurricane season, about it's not just the heat, it's the humidity and how you know, I always make the comparison to Las Vegas. You can be there in Las Vegas when it's 120 degrees. You get out the pool and you freeze. And really, that's the same principle when it comes to controlling the humidity in your home and the temperature, is it not?
It really is. And some of this is source control, too. You know, when we are cooking and bathing and cleaning the house, we're adding moisture to the inside of our house. Mm-hmm. So we should be using those exhaust fans near the cooktop and in the bathrooms to get rid of that moisture at the source. We have enough problems with moisture just because of where we live in the Gulf South climate. We don't need to add to it. So, you know, if you're proactive at removing moisture in a bathroom or at when you're cooking, that helps. Having a properly functioning air conditioning system also helps. And if you haven't had your air conditioning system tuned up or maintained yet this summer, now's the perfect time to start before it gets really hot. And changing your return air filter too, Tommy, every 30 days. Talking about like the 1-inch pre-filter, those systems get changed every 30 days in our cooling season for certain because we run our air conditioning so much. And the more you can turn that inside air over and run it through the air conditioning system, removing more heat, remove more moisture, the better the comfort.
If I can tell a story of myself, I was at the hardware store around the corner from the house the other day and saw a lady with a air conditioning filter in a basket, and I realized, uh-oh. It had been a while, so it's best to maybe put a little reminder in your phone or something like that to tickle you every 30 days to change it.
Yeah, so I that's what I do. I have reminders for me to life gets busy, right? We don't think about it. It's unseen. You don't see it, but it's important that we do it. And in the cooling season, primarily between now and October, our air conditioners are running a lot. And they're going to start running even greater amount of time once we get to the end of June all the way until the end of September, daytime and nighttime. I know the packages say, hey, change every 90 days. That is really not meant for us in our Gulf South climate because we have too much runtime of our air conditioning systems. Every 30 days, you need to be changing that pre-filter.
It depends on what you got going on in the house too, right, with dogs and cats and everything else.
Oh, it does. Even if you're even doing a home improvement project and you're creating some dust, maybe you're sanding down some molding that you're going to paint, or maybe you're refinishing sheetrock. If that's the case, you need to be either, I'm of the opinion, you should be turning your air conditioning system off because you don't want that fine dust to get contaminated in your system, your equipment, and your ductwork. But if you can't turn it off, then you need to do extra steps of filtering the air, catching the dust in the air before it goes in the air conditioning system. And then, like you said, Tommy, change that filter a lot more often. Maybe you know, once every 2-3 days, just look at it and see.
I listen on Saturday morning. I know you get more calls than you can ever take. I'll open the text line here at 504-260-1870, the Oakwinard Jeweler talking text line. If you got any questions for Paul LaGrange, he'll answer your questions until 8:30 as well as mine. Let's talk about getting the house ready for hurricane season, Paul. What can people do that will make a big difference if a storm, threaten? And let's hope that by everybody getting ready, that means nothing happens, right?
Right. Exactly. So let me tell you something that I had to contend with in the last 30 days that I didn't anticipate, and it's not something that happens often, but with the recent years of drought, I've had a couple trees in my backyard become diseased, and some of it wasn't so evident. I actually had to get an arborist here to come look at it and give me some advice what needed to be done, and I had to take out trees because they were at risk of a wind event like a hurricane or even a straight line of thunderstorms, and they were close enough to my home and tall enough that if they fell on the house would do major structural damage. So please walk around your yard, look at the trees. If you have any questions, reach out to a professional that knows what they're doing and give you some advice. Even branches that are near your house, if trees, springtime, the branches really, particularly on these fast-growing trees, really spread out quick. If they're near your gutters or your roof decking or your shingles or your metal roof, go ahead and trim those back. That's really important. I think the next thing I do, and this is kind of like Paul's list, I definitely go to my portable generators. I start them up. I run them for 30 minutes to an hour, test run them. I get fresh fuel, like a fuel treatment. I get a couple changes of oil and filters if I got to use it for an extended period of time. I want to have that on stock. And then I look at my extension cords related to the generator. Make sure they're the right size, they're outdoor rated, and that they're in good shape. They don't have any nicks or cuts on them throughout the year through storage or through use. And then I'm strongly encouraging, and Tommy, you and I talk about this often, please, I can't say this serious enough. If you don't have a battery-operated smoke detector or carbon monoxide sensor, please go get some. And if you're using a generator or your neighbor's using a generator and your windows are open, you need to have these life-saving devices. And the fire extinguisher is always smart to have that's open, particularly when we're cooking and warming food in a non-conventional method, like maybe on an outdoor stove or a barbecue pit because you don't have electricity inside your house. So have those fire extinguishers ready, too. I think those are all really important things that you can do today, and it's good to have whether a storm's coming or not.
What made you question the trees in your yard? I'm just curious.
I noticed that when they started, rush trees were surely starting sprouting some leaves and turning green. These were not as vibrant or took a little bit longer, and I said, oh, that's unusual. Let me go take a look. And sure enough, they were diseased, and there were a few of them at risk.
The reason I ask is I got a couple of big oak trees, and I've noticed that with the wind and so forth and the storms that go through, it seems like an inordinate amount of twigs. And as I was picking them up the other day, it got me to thinking maybe that means it could be a problem with the tree.
Yeah, and listen, it may be that your arborist gets there, Tommy, and says, hey, you just need to fertilize it and really just get this back to where it's fully in the entire structure's in health. And it may not have to come down. I didn't take all my trees down. I just took the ones that were problematic.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back, 504-260-1870, getting some questions about generators. People thinking about taking a plunge. We'll talk about that when we return. Paul LaGrange, our guest, host of the Home Improvement Show, owner of LaGrange Consulting. Summertime is here. That means hurricane season. We're talking about how to get ready. 8:22 now, traffic, WWL. 8:26, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Paul LaGrange, host of the Home Improvement Show and owner of LaGrange Consulting, about getting a house ready for hurricane season. He'll be on tomorrow morning, of course. Paul, I'm getting a lot of texts about generators, and let me put them all together. One of them is they don't know whether it's worth the money to get a generator or not. A whole house generator, generally speaking, how much is that? And like the trade-offs with maintenance and so forth, how would you go about evaluating that?
Sure. So I think it really kind of falls into your overall hurricane evacuation plan, if you could evacuate or not. If you are going to evacuate, then are you relying on a generator to maintain power for your refrigerator or maybe your home security system or some general lighting? Or are you going to stay and you need a generator to power your entire home? Or maybe you're going to go into survival mode and just use a generator portable style unit to keep your refrigerators running and maybe a window air conditioning unit. So you got to determine what's your plan, what's your expectation, what are you trying to manage? Mm-hmm. And then that would help you make a better choice. Hey, can I do this with a smaller portable generator, or do I need to go with a whole house generator, which is a much, much larger investment, but it is a lot easier and it's almost it's automatic in some respects. You don't do anything with it. It turns on automatically. You don't have to worry about fuel because it's connected to a permanent fuel source most times, or a very large outdoor propane tank. The only thing you would have to do is manage the operation of the equipment, meaning if it's running for a certain amount of period of time, there are some manufacturers that advise you to turn it off, let it cool off, and then also check the oil and sometimes change the oil depending on how long you've been using it. So it depends on your level of intentionality and skill set. But all this comes with a price. Mm-hmm. And there's back to what do you absolutely need? You know, make a plan. Hey, I need this general light. I need my coffee pot. I need that refrigerator. And I need this air conditioning. Well, if you know that, if you make that decision when someone comes to your home that sells generators and installs them, that's a great place to start that conversation, saying, hey, this is what I need. You know, what is the best options for me to get a better understanding of what the budget may be in order to get this installed and operational?
And a generator is an engine, and as a result, there is some maintenance that's involved.
Absolutely. These are not maintenance-free, changing oil and filters and air filters, plus having this unit serviced, just like you service your air conditioning twice a year, you should be doing the same thing with your generator. Have a trained, licensed technician to come in and maintenance your equipment.
Somebody texted in about these Jackery portable power stations. Thoughts?
Yeah, so
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jackery is just a brand name, but the technology, for those that are listening, not familiar with it, it is a battery backup that has you have the ability to plug it into when you do have power to charge the battery, and then it has an inverter connected to it where you can plug in either low voltage device like charging your phone or your laptop, or high voltage for like a microwave or a refrigerator or a small window unit or general lighting. The size of the battery determines how big of a load you can put on, electrical load, and how long that battery's going to last before you have to recharge it.
That's safe to use in the house?
It is. There's no engine associated with it all. It's safe to use inside the home.
All right. Thank you, Paul. We'll be listening in the morning. Paul LaGrange, host of the Home Improvement Show on Saturday mornings here on WWL. We'll come back, talk to Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member, about some of the stuff going on with the city. Right now, time for WWL First News. 844, 16 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by our friend Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member. How you doing, Joe?
I'm good. Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. So this has really nothing to do with you, but it is in Lakeview, so I thought I'd mention the story about a guy who was in the house 9 months, they think, maybe dead on Argonne Boulevard in Lakeview. I don't know really what anybody could have done about this. I know they say check on your neighbors, but yet people want to be left alone, too. Thoughts?
Yeah, no, it's certainly a strange story, and it's captured people's imagination. I think the larger problem here is that there have been neighbors who have been reporting other things. Mm-hmm. And so had some of those other things been tended to, maybe this would have been caught earlier too. So it's definitely an unfortunate and weird situation for sure, no matter where it happens. And obviously, I know that they found the body and a woman was committed immediately. And obviously, we need to care for people when something like this as quickly as possible.
Let's talk about what they heard in the legislature yesterday, and then we'll move on to property taxes, about short-term rentals and taxes and the situation on short-term rentals in New Orleans.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've been budgeting, so I don't even know
good
what happened.
Good for you. We'll figure it out later on. No, we didn't invite you on for that. That's fine. Let's talk about budgeting. Let's talk about the Orleans Parish and overestimating property taxes. I know it is an estimate, right, because it's for the other revenue estimating conference, but does this go to just a routine mistake, or does this go to systemic faults of city government?
I don't know what to chalk it up to yet, Tommy, and it is concerning. And for the listeners, the city estimated, I guess, close to 2 years ago that the property tax collection in Orleans Parish would be about $190 million, $189 million. And then the city came up $18 million short, largely, it says, because of business inventory taxes that have been uncollected. And to me, Tommy, where the story gets a little strange is the administration says, well, we may have applied too high of a collection rate, and it was a quadrennial reassessment year. So because the assessments are theoretically higher, we should have maybe viewed this differently and not as had as high of a collection rate. Here comes the but. The but is, yes, the school board and the sheriff rolled the millages forward, but almost all the other taxing entities, including the city, which is a supermajority of millages at roughly 65-70%, did not roll the millages forward. Mm-hmm. So it's not like there is this huge increase from year to year. So it kind of feels like there's a little bit of an enforcement issue here. And if you look at the numbers, I think the property tax collections were pretty much where they thought they were going to be. But according to the paper yesterday, the business inventory collections were only at 78%. And obviously, if you're budgeting somewhere in the 90% range, then 78% is a huge delta. And the city just has to be good and aggressive about doing those collections. And then, of course, I think that speaks to a larger issue you're sort of asking about, is the enforcement. It's the enforcement with safety and permits. It's the enforcement with DPW. It's the enforcement with code enforcement. It's the enforcement here on collecting. And if we're going to have a conversation about the city budget, then we have to be really good about making sure that we're collecting as much as we possibly can from the revenue sources the city is owed.
Yeah, let me take a step back here, which is, okay, so you got a piece of property in Orleans Parish, it's assessed, the homestead exemption applies for most, and then the part that's not subject to the homestead exemption is subject to property taxes as assigned based on the value by the tax assessor, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so from that point, I get a property tax bill, and from in that, included in that bill for the property tax, that tax is comprised of different millages that are devoted to different things, correct?
That's correct.
So I guess I'm trying to figure out. Huh?
You're nailing it so far.
So I'm trying to figure out where the mistake comes in, because if we know what the properties are assessed at and we know what the taxes are supposed to be and the millages are already decided, well, then it can only be that people aren't paying it. Or am I missing something here?
No, you're not missing anything. Let me put sort of a finer point on it. So maybe everybody understands, because this is a little bit complicated.
Mm-hmm.
So when the assessor is supposed to do the assessment every 4 years, they do those things, and theoretically there will be an increase in the property values, because that's what you want within a reasonable level, right? That you want your property, which is probably the most expensive thing you own, to appreciate in value within a certain range. And every 4 years, that goes up. Now, the one thing, Tommy, is let's say, we'll try and make this very easy, that we have a millage that is, pick a number, 10 mils. And if the assessor has increased the assessments, then what happens by law is the 10 mils on whatever the thing is, let's just say it's for drainage in this instance, the 10 mils will be rolled back automatically to make sure it's revenue neutral. So maybe it gets rolled back to, instead of 10, 9.9 mils.
Because then the increased assessment to keep the same amount of money coming in.
Correct. It's revenue neutral. So then the debate becomes, what happens with the governing authorities, and do they want to capture even more revenue by rolling forward? So then the governing authority kind of has three decisions to make. They can say, we're going to sit pat at 9.9 and we feel good and we don't want to raise taxes. They can roll forward, you know, say we don't want to roll forward all the way, but we're going to roll to 9.95 and raise a little bit more, but not all the way. Or we can roll all the way forward to 10 and capture, you know, all of that revenue that we're entitled to as a result of the appreciation that happened and the assessments. And I think the point that shouldn't be lost in what we're both saying is, when all of those millages got rolled back, school board went forward, sheriff went forward, but the parks didn't go forward, sewage and water board didn't go forward, police, fire didn't go forward, all these other things did not get rolled forward. So it shouldn't have been a huge economic hit to these businesses. So again, it seems, and this, I want to be very careful that I'm caveating here, because this is an assumption, it seems like it has more to do with collection than it has to do with all of a sudden businesses were hit with huge inventory taxes and they couldn't foresee this happening, and just, you know, again, make up a number, they were paying $1 million in 2023 and jumped to 1.5 in 2024. That's not what happened. So again, I think it's just time to look at those collections, see again who the largest offenders are, and let's just make sure we go collect.
The decision to roll it back was made by?
No, so the rollback happens automatically by law.
Okay.
So that's always the struggle every year that we get pinched by, is when the assessor appreciates, and again, usually the assessor appreciates the property across a parish in Orleans and the other surrounding parishes, it gets rolled back automatically, because the idea is it's supposed to be revenue neutral.
But see, let me take a break and we'll pick it up when we come back, because it seems to me what's flawed in this whole process is prices don't remain static. Prices of everything go up. So when it comes to millages, you don't put those on in perpetuity. So if people want the same services that they're getting, they have to vote to renew the millage, which some position as a new tax, when in fact it's what they're paying already for the services that they're already getting, which may or may not be adequate, depending on whether or not that millage was rolled back automatically by law, or there was a vote to roll it forward, because if they roll it back, well, then it seems to me the way this is set up, you're behind the curve constantly. We'll talk about it when we come back from a budgeting standpoint. Joe, I appreciate your opinion on this. 853, 7 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 8:58, couple of minutes left with Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member. So, Joe, you know, we're in the weeds here with millages and roll back, roll forwards. I don't think a lot of people understand the way it works, but correct me if I'm wrong. If a millage is not in perpetuity and it expires and people have to vote to renew it, some make it sound like it's a new tax when, in fact, it's paying for services they're already receiving, which may or may not be adequate depending on with the increase in prices and inflation. If the millage has been rolled forward or back, it would seem like they're kind of setting themselves up for failure with responsibility and no authority. You understand what I'm trying to ask you?
Yeah, no, it's a good question, although we may induce people to the second cup of coffee, right, getting the weeds here like this.
But that's where the money is involved, Joe, in the weeds. People
That's right. We'll get coffee advertising. Mm-hmm. So, look, what happens is when voters vote and you say you want a millage, you know that you are going to pay up to whatever that millage amount is. Is it 5 mils, 10 mils, 15 mils? And I think sort of theoretically, people say, as long as I can see that I'm getting a benefit from this thing, then I'm willing to do it. And this is where now you have the trust in government. So let's say, Tommy, going back to my example of something that's 10 mils, and a mil is about $4 million. If you have 10 mils times 4, it's 40 million. And then the assessor.
We're going to have to pick this up, Joe. We're going to have to pick this up next time because I think it's important. I think people need to understand how all this stuff works. We'll talk to Ian McNulty when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.